So I talked about this record number of directives, the most directives ever in a one-year period by the OFCCP. So what do I mean by directives specifically? Well, they're not a regulation, they don't change the law, nor are they legally enforceable. But what these directives do is they give federal contractors insight into what the OFCCP's focus will be in enforcement and what their methodology will be specifically. So here's the lineup. These are the directives that have been passed over a year or so, and all of these directives are by the current OFCCP director, Craig Lean, and so we have labeled them Lean's directives. Now, it was interesting. I was probably about 6 months ago at a conference where I was speaking right before Craig Lean and had an opportunity to speak with him. You know, and I was actually speaking about one of his directives and making some somewhat pointed comments about them. And afterwards, he came up to me and he said, you know, I wrote all of those directives myself. And then he also said, and the reason why I wrote all of these directives is because I think that it's important to put these directives out there so that federal contractors know exactly what we're doing at the OFCCP. And so the reason I have so many is not to overwhelm federal contractors, but to be fully transparent. And he said also, to the extent that federal contractors have had issues with their compliance officers, this allows federal contractors to police the agency itself by saying, no, no, this is what you're supposed to be doing. And things that used to be internal at the OFCCP are now put up and made public for federal contractors. And I thought that that made a good bit of sense as to why we are seeing many of these directives, that they were there before, just internal, and now they're being put out for all of us to see. So I will go in depth into a few of these, but just to give you a feel for what each of these are about, the faith-based organization directive specifically tells compliance officers that where there are religious exemption issues involved with a federal contractor, that those need to be escalated to the Washington, D.C. office. It is about a page and a half long, full of case law, explanations, et cetera, but it says this is a complicated area and compliance officers should not deal with it on the ground themselves. The next directive regarding focused reviews introduces a new concept, a concept that is just starting now in this new batch of audits, that the OFCCP will focus in on one or two of the three laws that it typically enforces. And those three laws are Executive Order 11246, which deals with affirmative action for federal contractors, for minorities and women. The second law is Section 503, dealing with affirmative action for individuals with disabilities. And the third law is VEVRA, which deals with affirmative actions for veterans. So the focused review says, instead of having a review on all three of those laws, as is typical, we're just going to pick you for one. And they've started out with Section 503. There are 500 of those coming in fiscal year 2019. I spoke with Craig Lean, actually, about this specifically. What are these focused reviews going to be? That's still in the making. But there is a specific letter that will go out that the OFCCP has created. You can find it on its website, which says exactly what they're going to be asking for in the initial phases of the audit. And it said that this is going to focus on outreach efforts towards individuals with disabilities, as well as access for individuals with disabilities, particularly in the application process. So how your website works, how you allow people to come in, and if they need a reasonable accommodation in the application process, that will be the focus of those types of audits. I'm going to spend a little bit of time on the compensation piece, which is a huge focus for the OFCCP. So I'll tell you next about the Contractor Recognition Program Directive. This directive allows federal contractors to raise their hand and say that we have done such exemplary work that we want to be recognized by the OFCCP as an outstanding federal contractor. The prize for this recognition is that you are then not subject to audit for several years. The problem with this grand prize is that each year that you are not subject to audit, the government will audit you to make sure that you are still eligible for that prize. And so, as expected, many contractors have not raised their hand to be voluntarily recognized. The next directive here is the AAP Verification Initiative. This is still an idea. It has gone nowhere. But what the directive says is that the OFCCP is concerned that there are tons of federal contractors out there that either don't know that they're a federal contractor or do, and are not doing everything that they're supposed to be doing.